Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of a 55-year-old Trinidad man at just after 3 o'clock this morning. The driver of the car, 54-year-old Teresa Lamberson, was headed northbound on Highway 101 when she lost control over Ford Focus. The car left the freeway and collided with several trees before coming to rest on its roof in the southbound lanes. Lamberson suffered a broken leg in the crash, while the passenger suffered fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and the identification of the victim has not been released at this time. A man involved in the shooting death of another man back in 2010 has been sentenced. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office announced on Monday that a man involved in the shooting death of another man near Willow Creek in 2010 will serve 10 years in prison. The DA's office reached a plea deal with Lemmy Greg Curry, who pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and admitted to the use of a firearm in the shooting death of William Charles Reed. Curry's deal comes after a jury deadlocked in an earlier trial and was unable to reach a verdict on a homicide charge, but Curry was found guilty of marijuana cultivation. Formal sentencing takes place on March 25th.
Thank you, Dan. Around 5:30 Monday afternoon, Del Norte County Sheriff's deputies initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle with two people inside at Herald Street in Crescent City. The car immediately fled at a high rate of speed and drove from Crescent City to Smith River. Speeds during the pursuit reached up to 100 miles per hour. During the pursuit, a suspect from the vehicle fired his firearm at pursuing deputies. The vehicle then crashed near the intersection of Highway 101 and Wilson Road. Both suspects then fled the scene on foot and ran into some brush and trees on the east end of the highway. The driver, 18-year-old Daniel Carty, was located and arrested, and he was booked into county jail. Along with Crescent City Police and Brookings Police from Curry County, different law enforcement units continued the search for the second suspect. However, the search for him was eventually called off due to nightfall and safety concerns. The second suspect remains at large. A scholarship fund established in memory of a woman who worked closely with students in the Humboldt State Forestry and Wildland Resources Department is nearing its endowment goal of $25,000, and students, faculty, and local businesses are making contributions. Once the scholarship meets its goal, it will provide a student enrolled in the forestry program with a $1,000 scholarship, and the fund is named in honor of a former administrative assistant who worked for the department for 7 years, Gaylene Smith. Smith passed away from cancer in 2013, and professors noted how often and willingly she helped students find the necessary education funding to continue their studies. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The next meeting for the Measure Z Advisory Committee was scheduled to be on Thursday, but with that date now canceled, the next meeting will be on March 25th. County Supervisor Virginia Bass explained that whatever proposals the board will receive on how revenue from the tax hike should be spent, the proposals will have to connect properly and make sense.
I think whatever proposals come forward from the group to us, you know, there's going to have to be some explanation of how it connects and where that definition of public safety is. And I would suspect that most things that are going to finally come forward in one way or the other would either be directly law enforcement or, you know, fire related.
Bass said that she is looking forward to when the 5-year period for Measure Z begins, and she anticipates there will be some moments where the process won't be as smooth.
Like I said, we're waiting to hear. It's, I'm sure, going to be a really exciting process, and we get to do this for like 5 years. So this is the initial run, and I'm sure there'll be some bumps in the road.
The projected revenue from Measure Z has increased. Originally, it was expected that $6 million would be accumulated. Now the projected revenue is over $8.5 million. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.